Welcome to episode 5 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Start the roll call.
We're live!
Redcaster, Joe Raven.
Bluecaster, Sheena Zazil.
Greencaster, Overkill.
Blackcaster, Ransack.
Pinkcaster, Legend.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai
Cast Ranger on air!
And once again, our friend Dave, the Greencaster, is no longer here, which means...
Are you sure he was just here? You heard him in the roll call.
Yeah, that was Paul doing a really good impression, I'm sorry.
Redcaster, Joe Raven!
Bluecaster, Sheena Zazil!
Greencaster,
Blackcaster, Ransack!
Pinkcaster, Legend!
Radio Sentai!
Cast Ranger! On air!
So, as you've no doubt heard, our friend Paul gets to continue usurping the green powers for another week.
Yep, I'm Tommy for another week.
Shadow Leader!
Power of Tommy, motherfucker.
So, this week's Cast Ranger happens to fall on a couple of very interesting events.
Oh, team-up things.
First off, we had the Gaim and Tokuger Spring Break Gatai Special.
Which just looks all kinds of stupid.
Well, Tokuger is, but we've already been all over that subject.
It is cool.
And also recently released was the Kyoryuger versus GoBuster movie, The Great Dinosaur War.
Which was kind of all kinds of stupid, but we'll talk about that.
Kind of all kinds?
Yes. Kind of all kinds of stupid with Tokuger shoehorned in after the credits.
We'll get into that.
But we'll talk about that.
Retro Sentai Tokuger! Kamen Rider Gaim!
Alright, so, yeah, Tokuger Gaim special. I enjoyed it, only did it a lot, because it kept the silliness that Tokuger is, and, like, the fun that they are, but also kind of kept the seriousness of Gaim, which I really liked. Plus, Takatora was in it, and he was just being himself, because it's like, I gotta bring this up, but just, like, the scene with the Tokyo just battling the background, Takatora was like, a giant robot's fighting a giant monster in the city? What the hell are you talking about? Get back to work.
Yeah.
Looks over, doesn't see it, looks back, comes back into view.
Yeah,
people are insane today.
He turns around just in time to not see it duck off screen.
Takatora not giving a fuck.
That was the best moment of the whole thing.
It wasn't even the only time. He's like, even his brother showed up and it's just like, so this is happening. There's apparently some evil organization in the city. Are you sleeping right, Mitsuzane?
You must be tired.
You must be tired.
No,
that's not a thing.
I kind of found it a dick move that Coda was just like, Light, can you take Mai with you on your train so she's safe from harm? I'm like, would you at least talk with her about it to see if she actually wants
to
do it?
So she's safe from our harm until General Schwartz takes the train.
Yeah. I like that part where he conveniently forgot that they also had villains to fight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, I didn't like that Light was like, we're gonna help you! And Coda's like, no, go. I got this. It's okay. It's my problem. I'll deal with it. And I'm like, there, to help you help. But I love the first battle that they do, because you just see them both transform at the same time. Gaim's just like, what? What the fuck? Looks over, thing drops down. Tokuger looks, what? No, but when they transform, you just see Mai going like, what the fuck is that? Just gets pushed back by the white line, and I'm just like, yeah, that was amazing.
Stand behind the line, bitch.
Something that probably Kevin's going to bring up in his opinion, it just, like, why was Kaido there? he was bored?
He was just around.
No, but apparently it was just because he was bored and he had nothing else to do with his
time.
Which
is weird, because in the plot, he actually has a lot to do right now.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, especially, yeah. And then I liked, Michi. It's just like, you guys are real dumbasses. But I'll help. Narutaki!
Just
why are you here?
To give them
with the monkey, and then like I love that thing. Yeah. That's like, oh, we got this from Narutaki. Tucker's like, oh,
that guy's here.
Shit.
Did Decade show up to be told that it's all his fault?
No. Actually, no.
Oh. Oddly enough,
no. Narutaki's like, I'm an ally of the Riders.
I'm an ally to all Riders.
Except for Decade.
Except Decade. Because you fucking hate him.
Fuck that guy.
15 showed up. Ichigo Nigo V3 showed up, and I'm just like. Okay, promotion for Heisei Shiro movie. That's cool.
That's literally what this was.
Again, another awesome imagination cannon attack. Fucking the hammer. Just do with the whack-a-mole. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, all in all, it's an enjoyable special. I really hope that it's canon. So I hope in the show, both shows, they kind of, you know, go, like, talk about it for even for, like, a quick stint. It's like, oh, remember when we were in Zombie City? Oh, remember when Tokyuger showed up? And that was cool. Like,
I'm sure if it isn't referenced in the episodes, they'll at least refer to it in later movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just sit here with that feeling that after the fact, Gaim will never mention this ever again.
That's now, the one thing, is the way I feel like it works is it exists within the canon. It's not something they'll ever bring up, but events that occurred in the movie, or the special, sorry, had things that had led up to that point. Like, anything that had happened in Gaim had happened by that point.
Like, that episode looks severely like a prequel to the Rider versus Showa movie.
That is exactly what it was.
The point.
Also, it's cool that they're making a Tokyuger Gaim movie, which I know... Now this is going to be a thing. So we're going to have the current Rider and previous Rider team-up movie. We're going to have the Rider movie. The current spring movie, like, superhero Tyson-like movie or whatever like that. And now we're going to start a new trend.
Actually,
Sentai Rider team-up movie.
Actually, I think, you know how the Rider and Sentai series have their own summer movie, which is that series' movie? I think the upcoming movie that is the crossover between Gaim and Tokyuger is their summer movie. So instead of having two separate movies, they are now just crossover movies.
That's weird.
So instead of just having a standalone Gaim movie and a standalone Tokyuger movie, we now have a summer Gaim Tokyuger movie.
See, that's going to be disappointing because a standalone Gaim movie would be fantastic.
Oh, it would be fucking amazing because Gaim is already great and movies of any series that are just their series are always great.
Well, like, Wizard movie wasn't really that good. Yeah. I barely pay attention. But yeah, so overall, I enjoyed the special immensely. I hope they do that, like, with Rider every year. Like, just put this Rider and Sentai together, even though it won't make sense too much, but, you know.
And, well, this one certainly didn't.
Cool.
Guy.
Yeah.
As far as the special goes, I really liked it. But yeah, as far as Kaido goes, it's not that I did, like, it wasn't even a matter of why are you here. It's just, I liked that they were very good about just kind of, what? No. That's stupid. Why, like, what? I don't, what? Why would I even? I'm just going to keep going doing what I'm doing. And I was just kind of like, oh, Kaido, there you are. And then they took his, like, they portrayed his character perfectly for, the problem was the atmosphere was way too light.
Yeah.
For, you know, some of the more serious characters to exist in that episode. Just so it was a matter of, he comes back and goes, oh yeah, I guess I'll help you because I'm bored. You're bored?
That's what I was saying.
I was no. Kaido's busy. And when he's busy, he's going to do stuff. He's so busy right now, I don't think he's, like, bored?
Like, he shouldn't be in that world right now. Let's just put it that way.
No, it was really silly. And back to Takatora, it was a matter of, you know, this is way too, like I said, it's too light and airy. This isn't any bit serious. I really hope they don't put Takatora in this, because I feel like they won't be able to write it properly. Sure enough, he shows up, and I'm just kind of like, you did it!
Yeah.
Nope, he's just Takatora. Everyone's going on, oh, the giant robots, and the Sentai squad, and the giant monster. You're all very sick people.
Go back to work.
Busy. Get some sleep. I'm busy doing, you know, world domination things.
Everybody's going insane today. Giant monster fighting a giant robot in the middle of the city and no damage is being done to buildings? Really?
Go away, I'm busy preserving 1/7 of humanity.
The thing that really bugged me about that is, you'd think Yggdrasil, with their big fancy equipment, would fucking have some sort of alarm go off. If they can detect Invis, they can't detect giant fucking monsters?
No, Kodabun.
No, particularly a giant Invis! I was about to say,
hey, yeah, no, that thing where Coda probably broke it last episode.
No, he broke the scalar system.
Yes, but who's to know he didn't have some really shitty aim with that? It's the fuck if he knows.
If their alarm system is near their scalar system, then that's just shitty design.
Yep. Hashtag Death Star.
True facts!
What, it's got a thermo exhaust port the size of a womp?
It might as well at this point.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Tokyuger was there too, I guess.
They're just passing through.
Yeah, really.
They were passing through Super Sentai.
Oh, I knew that.
Nailed it!
Oh, yeah, quick thing. I like that, like, Kagura was just, like... is like, oh, no, we need to go to this this place, like, Charmant or whatever like that. They have the better fruit cups or whatever, and you just see Ben, and just like...
They do.
They do.
Collapses
and
on
everybody,
the floor. And like,
everybody in the cafe, they do.
And the worst part is, they never went!
Yeah. I know.
They got interrupted by Monsters.
I think Bravo would have been an awesome gold cameo in this special.
I was going to bring that up on my turn. In an episode that takes Gaim in a very light-hearted, silly direction, why are the comic relief characters not there?
Yeah.
Fair point.
I think Gridon and Bravo should have showed up just for the fucking sake of it.
Yeah. Anyways, is that your stuff?
I feel like that's it.
Okay, so I guess...
I liked it. It was cool. Really liked it.
Yeah. Paul hasn't watched it, so let's go on.
Paul hasn't caught up to current game yet.
So I guess that's me, then.
Yep.
I noticed that Kagura is doing doodles now. I guess that makes her Ryutaros.
She's like a child, and I like that better.
Yeah.
She's carefree, but not just carefree.
Frames.
Yes, thank you.
Frames.
One thing I did notice when the beat writers were dancing, do they only have that one song? Because that's the only song I hear them dance to.
They spent their entire budget on getting Urobuchi to write it.
Yeah.
You know, like the opposite of Decade, where they spend all the budget getting Gak to do the opening.
Yeah, that's true.
Jeez.
I like the design for the mole monster. I have to comment on was pretty fucking cool. It's got like sunglass visor on its eyes and fucking saw blade hands. It's fucking awesome.
I like that. I found it funny that he thought he could control the Invis and then just kind of went.
No, no, he was trying to summon his own monsters, and each time he kept fucking it up.
Yep.
Whoops, Invis! Yeah, the whole, when they transform at the beginning, they each turn their heads to look at each other. I was afraid seeing Coda turn his head and then having the orange fall on him that he would, like, hurt himself. But no, he was fine.
No, the arms are, they're sentient, they're very smart.
Sure, why
not?
It's about
Ichigo arms, the first time he ever used it, it just went like, boom, boom, right in the head, and I'm just like, cool!
Okay, sure, why not?
Yeah!
One thing that almost happened that I was very scared of was, Light almost ate one of the fruit.
Yeah.
I was like, no!
Don't you fucking dare, Coda shoots. I'm like, thank God! No!
And then I thought about it and remembered that I don't like Tokyuger, and I'm like, oh no, it's okay, go ahead.
No, fuck
please,
you!
Please, become an invest and let us watch Guy and kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, Narutaki and what I'm just decided to call Puppetaki. That was creepy as fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, Monkeytaki.
It's just kind of like...
No, Naruzaru.
There you go.
Monkeytaki.
You've done it, Paul!
I've
always done it.
It's like...
That's what I do.
The absolute only reason that thing exists is so it had ties to Ticket.
No, the only reason that thing came in was to subvert Tokyuger's plot point of you need a rainbow pass to get on this train, you guys.
And it was an orange rainbow pass!
No, that's a thing. That's why I'm like, are they gonna give that pass to the Sixth Ranger? Because it's orange!
Yeah, really.
Probably.
Who the fuck guards this train? Kermit the Frog?
Kind of.
About that.
What? Is this another case of...
Well, there is... Technically, I guess it's a Muppet.
Although it is on his hand.
It's just, you can see the guy operating it. That's the only difference.
No, and the Red Ranger is, like, so determined to be like, I know you're fucking controlling that goddamn thing.
I know it's
you,
the Muppet! You.
The interesting thing about that was, you know how Light's always trying to snatch it? Coda actually had Ticket's arms in his hands and did nothing about it.
Wow, are you doing this? Because I was like, no!
Is this a new trend?
Yeah.
Another thing that was interesting was when the Tokyuger's were fighting the Lion Invis, we actually see what happens when someone tries to cross the white line. The fucking trains that form their helmets just go batshit crazy and attack him. That was cool.
Oh yeah, it's also Wagon's a dumbass bitch.
Yeah, Wagon is a stupid bitch.
I love
bitch.
Her, but just kind of going...
Even like, Naomi was smarter!
Yeah, it's like she just goes over and just like, I'm sorry that, you know, like, Coda sent you here with us so he can protect you from harm.
Oh.
What?!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Paul, for your information on this one, Wagon, the, I guess, alpha of the series, voiced by Naru from Love Hina.
Yeah.
She has angles in all the right places.
Oh, and her hobby is taking selfies.
The look of absolute on his face.
Guys, right now. I'm not watching Tokyuger for a reason.
Rightly so.
And you can't make me.
Well, you're not a regular podcast member, so no problem.
Even if I was, you can't make me. I will boycott it.
Here you go, Bill.
Understandably.
Here's a picture of her.
Yeah. For the YouTube version, bring up a picture of Wagon.
No, particularly bring up the picture of Wagon taking a selfie.
Taking selfies.
Wow. Handles in all...
That's what Kevin's been saying this entire time.
Handles in all the...
For really inappropriate behavior, she has handles.
This is a children's show.
Dick train.
For people who watch Deno, she's the Naomi of this show.
Except Naomi was way smarter.
Naomi was better.
Anyways.
Yeah, but Wagon brings lunch.
True shit.
Hey, Naomi brings coffee.
I don't drink coffee. I eat
colored exotic
coffees.
Colored coffee.
I don't drink coffee. I eat
sandwiches. Well, no, that's not true. She does bring rice to owner.
True. Yeah, okay, so, best moment in the special, Takatora and the giant robot.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I thought that was pretty neat, actually.
Best moment in the special.
Just what? What's that? A giant robot is fighting a giant monster in the middle of the city? What the hell is wrong with you
guys?
Stupid.
Get back
to work.
Go back to work.
Stop trying to fool me with this shit. Hangs up phone, turns around, the robot has just finished ducking out of the way of his window.
Everyone's going insane.
Everybody's fucking nuts today.
One thing that Tokiwo did do that was pretty cool was we saw the first combination of car carrier and tank rushes.
I keep saying, I love the fact that he just uses car carrier rush just as a fucking club.
As a club and now a fucking launcher. They basically used the car carrier to launch the gas tank train into the monster.
And I'm actually hoping that when I get the car carrier and tank that...
They
I can
do that?
I can do that. I hope. I hope so.
I doubt it, but that would be cool.
That would be cool. I'll make it happen.
Super glue.
another thing that was really interesting was seeing Michi and Kaito switch to their Kiwi and Mango Arms together, which is interesting because this is the first time Michi's actually used Kiwi with another rider present.
Wasn't he kind of hiding the fact that he had that?
See, that's why I think this special is non-canon.
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, let's switch to our only other forms.
Yeah, it's like, hey, wasn't Michi kind of hiding the fact that he could do Kiwi arms?
Well, it was never explicitly stated, but we just kind of picked up on that just from the circumstances.
Because he always turned it off before going back to meet up with everybody else and only ever used it when he was on his own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tokyuger's having lights on their helmets. Not unexpected, but surprising.
I love that, though.
It's the train's headlights.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Kamen Rider 15... I think the best part of him showing up was we got a very clear rip of his Henshin chime. I'm going to use that. And Ichigo Nigo and not Sango.
Yeah.
That was a neat joke.
Is it Ichigo Nigo V3 all show up and fight the fucking movie villain?
And then Toki Sango was like, oh, not Kamen Rider Sango?
Oh, you're not. Okay.
And
no, that's stupid.
No, shut up. And we got to hear a nice clean cut of Rise Your Flag, the Kachidoki Arms theme at the end.
That was really good.
That's cool.
Nice.
That's basically everything of note about the special for me. And now for you.
And now for me.
Hooray.
Yeah,
everything's been talked about.
I've still got 2 points to cover.
Okay.
I wasn't exactly looking forward to this episode very much, what with my love of Gaim and my hatred of Tokyuger.
Right. We're all right there with you.
Except Lane. The combination of the two made me worried. I appreciate the fact that it felt like for Gaim this was just a very this will never be mentioned ever again moment.
A very Tokyo Christmas.
Yes.
No, a very Tokyo Spring Break.
Exactly. It really felt just like that thing that will never ever be mentioned ever again except in movies.
Yeah, that's what I was.
And I was very happy with that. The one thing I really did, like number one, yeah, the Takatora moments, like mm-hmm. I said, where he just now what's this? An evil organization in the city trying to cause damage that isn't Invest? Are you sleeping well, Mitsuzane? I think you're going nuts.
I think you need to rest.
I think you need to rest. That's not a thing.
And then willingly lets him go fight them instead of sending troopers.
Exactly. And, oh, hey, that... It's like, what's that, giant robot? Nah, that's not a thing.
Nope.
But it's fighting
robots. Oh, yeah, another problem quickly.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, Takatora's office must be really well soundproofed.
Yeah, fuck.
Well, there all the backstabbing dealings that goes on in that room, I would imagine he soundproofs it.
No, there is a giant monster fighting a giant robot right outside of the building he's in. Can't hear a damn thing.
Literally.
I can just imagine him turning around just being like, preposterous.
That's exactly what happened!
We'll show you the clip afterwards.
He was on the phone with somebody telling him there's a giant monster fighting a giant robot right outside of our building right now. And he's just like, what? No, you're going nuts. Hangs up, turns around. Everybody must be going nuts today as he stares out the window that they just ducked out of the way of.
Yeah, there's one thing I want to mention. Like, when the Tokyo just arrived and you're just there, Zomi City, whatever. You see, like, everyone all peaceful, and I'm like, why is everyone this peaceful? There are Invis attacks happening all the goddamn time.
There's a virus outbreak going on right now. They don't know that.
Another reason this might be non-canon.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, but, anyways, another little thing. My moment there was just the two different, like, Wright and Kota trading sob stories.
Yeah.
It's like that moment of, yeah, Wright's just like, oh, you know, we got sent somewhere away from our home. Our home's been pretty much destroyed. We don't even remember our memories. We've lost our memories of all of it. We're trying to regain them. Oh, yeah, woe is us. And then Kota turns around and tells him what's happening in the city, and he's just like, nope, okay, you got it worse.
I don't think he even told him everything.
No, he didn't. Kota just gave him the general rundown of what was happening in Gaim.
I was gonna say, Kota told him what he knows. Yes.
He forgot to mention the point where he conveniently forgot to mention the point where I killed my friend in the first episode.
Yeah, no, that, yeah.
Well, the, yeah. See, that's the thing, it's, if this is canon, it might be earlier in the canon, or maybe he just didn't feel like mentioning it.
No, I think he mentioned the transforming if you eat the fruit thing when Wright almost ate.
Also,
he
mentioned Kachidoki too.
Actually, yeah, the fact that this is Kachidoki arms happened means if this is canon, then it happened exactly when it happened. Yeah.
If I was trading sob story, like having like a sob story big dick contest with somebody, I'd bring up the point where I accidentally killed my best friend.
Yeah. But no, it's just like trading sob stories, and Wright's just like, oh, you know, woe is us. We got this horrible, horrible background story. Then Kota explains what's going on to God, and Wright's just like, nope, okay, you got it worse. Fuck, man, that's horrible.
Yeah. I love how...
Let's help you!
I love how, like, the people who have the power of morale and stuff like that are sitting there, like, woe is me-ing. Like,
yeah.
Right in front of Kamen.
We have no memories. We have no hometown. I killed my friend!
I killed my best friend, and everyone in the world is going to turn into a fucking Invest. Well,
no,
shit.
Don't get too much in detail. Paul's only on episode 16.
No, this kid already spoiled the fucking episode 20 twist.
Oh, you did?
I was talking about making a point about something. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lane.
I know.
You wanted to listen to me, so...
But yeah, it's just like... Mainly. It's like... I killed my best friend. There's an evil organization bent on destroying this city if things go bad. And the entire world is going to get turned into Invest if we don't stop this.
6/7 of the population.
Shh. It's only if they get to them in time.
You only get to be in the club if you know about the club.
1/7 aren't guaranteed safe.
No, they're not.
Prophecy.
Yes, we can only make enough belts for the 1/7.
Yes, and me, Kevin,
but that's
and Paul
if,
are,
that, that,
or,
that's
me,
if
Kevin, the, and each of your members.
That's only if, you know, there's no production delays, and then there's all that funding from the Kickstarter we have to deal with.
Kickstarter campaign.
Be one of the 1/7 of the population that's
saved. Pledge high enough, and you get to survive.
Can I just make a comment right
the
now?
The $100 tier. You get to live past the apocalypse.
million dollar tier. Get a Genesis driver and a permanent residence in the Yggdrasil.
No, yeah, and it's like the $500 tier is your belt gets a sword so you can transform.
Yeah!
So can I just say right now that I really, 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 really like the guy who created the Sengoku driver.
Oh, Ryoma? Yeah, man.
Oh, he's so cool.
Ryoma Sengoku. I like him so much.
Trust me, by the time you catch up to current guy, he's gonna go down a bit, and DJ Sagura is gonna come.
No,
up.
I like DJ Sagura more.
He's
like,
no, you're
Sagura's
you,
getting
you
better.
Didn't know.
You don't like Sagura yet.
That he hasn't done it yet, Paul. When you see it, you will be like, holy shit!
I just sort of see him as this guy who's just sitting there, like, man, nobody's trying to thwart my plans properly. I feel like you could probably try.
Do you honestly think that you could maybe thwart my plans? No, seriously, I think I could totally thwart your plans. Ha! I like you, kid. Here, give it your best shot.
Yeah,
pretty much. Pretty much.
Yep.
Oh, but more recently, there's like some slight... They're revealing shit about him, slowly. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, my last point. So that evil organization that showed up, when he announced the name of the evil organization, I just sat there for a minute like, where are we going with this?
Mm-hmm.
The Badan Empire. Oh, hi there, Zed Cross's villains.
Is that what that's from?
Yes.
Oh, why isn't Tom here?
It's like, hi there, Zed Cross's villains. What are you doing here right now?
Well, I knew in the movie, Zed Cross is going to have, like, a bit of importance.
I knew that.
From what I understand, there's a decided rift between the Showa and Heisei, and he's kind of a mix between the Showa and Heisei thing.
Technically,
he was the 10th anniversary of Showa.
Well, at the same time, just like RX... Technically, Zed Cross's movie aired during the Heisei era in Japan.
Okay, then that makes perfect sense.
So, there's that moment where technically RX is in that boat, too, where he's technically Heisei.
Yeah.
Just because of year separation there. I heard them say the Badan Empire, and it's like, I've heard that before. Where have I heard that before? Oh, right, Kamen Rider Spirits. That's because they're Zed Cross's villains.
I'm like, why isn't Tom here? I knew it was a Showa-era villain, but I never bothered to look up which one.
I stopped for a minute. I was just like, okay, Zed Cross plot significance in the Showa Heisei movie. Well, then.
Which is going to be awesome when Zed Cross shows up, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Zed Cross.
Plot significance. Yay. Oh, wait, you were the guys who made me into what I am. Fuck you guys. In true Rider fashion.
Yeah. So is that your spiel?
That's my spiel.
I got one more thing as far as Rider goes. This is quote-unquote news, but it's something that's relevant to something that happened this week in Toku. The Rider War movie. Heisei won. By, like, less than 1,000.
That was a pretty close
fight. I heard a while ago that Showa was winning.
Close.
It was, for anybody who wasn't aware, the winner of that movie was being decided by popular vote.
And this is the movie that the special we've been talking about is leading up to.
So but that's what I said. Here's the thing about this sweepstakes, is it's just a hype machine. Because what's going to happen is they're going to have this battle between the two of them. And the only thing that fan vote thing decided was... Who's going to take the upper hand before Final Boss shows
up?
Exactly. I was like, we all know it doesn't truly matter. Because, I mean,
everybody's
at the end of the day, with a little bit of, good heart and,
plus
fighting spirit.
Plus Decade versus and All Riders versus Die Shocker has proven, Showa and Heisei work together all the fucking time!
At what point did Hongo just all of a sudden, Showa Riders will never work with Heisei Riders?
I'm like, except for all those times you already have.
Neo Heisei would like a word with
whatever happened.
But no. They're gonna pull bullshit, and it's like, oh, all those Showa era riders that were helping out? The end.
It would not surprise...
Fuck
no,
you guys.
The thing is, I would agree with you if I didn't see a clip from the commercials of the riders falling out of Gaim-style zippers in the sky.
Yeah.
So, I completely forgot my train of thought.
Yeah, but no, it's woo-hoo! Yeah. We will never help the Heisei Riders. You have totally a bunch
a
of
lot.
Times.
No, I remember what I was going to say. In terms of that thing, I'm calling Superhero Tyson bullshit.
You mean the thing where, oh hey, yeah, we went back in time and got the Go Rangers. And the Riders brought Kamen Rider Ichigo. Oh no, wait, it was Marvelous and fucking Tsukasa the entire time. Since when can Tsukasa turn into Showa Riders?
Yeah, and we were talking about this earlier, how there was specifically a plot point in Decade that said he was not able to do that, because Dien stole the Black and Black RX cards.
You can't use this card. I can. Okay. And then he turns into Kamen Rider Ichigo in the movie, because apparently he can do that now because that plot point doesn't
because
matter.
Because Tsukasa's a boss, that's why.
Whatever.
No,
anyways, my point in comparing this movie, the Showa Heisei movie, to the Superhero Tyson movies, was more in the regards that, we're evil, we're going to fight each other. Oh, wait, it was a plot to lure out the real villain.
Yeah.
We were faking.
Probably.
That's probably what's going to happen.
God, I hope not.
It's going to happen. Sad to say, but these crossover movies are getting kind of predictable.
Whatever. You know what? It's awesome just because it's going to be a great
fan service movie. We'll watch it, of course.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fan service.
It's absolutely fan service.
Stronger versus Kabuto, that's going to be funny. And Stronger's Toon World.
Speaking of fan service, dinosaur movie!
Exactly where I was going.
Yay! Okay.
Yeah, and speaking of fan service, next segment!
And now,
so
the...
much nostalgia hitting the wall with this movie. I watched this one!
Yeah, there you go. Now you get to partake in the discussion.
Yeah!
So we just watched the Kyoryuger versus GoBuster movie, The Great Dinosaur War, which features cameos by the Zio Rangers, a.k.a. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and the Abba Rangers, a.k.a. Power Rangers Dino Thunder. Sadly, no Abare Black or Abare Killer.
Well, are you kidding? The featuring goes to the GoBusters here. They're fucking footnotes.
I understand why Abare Killer wasn't in, because he's dead.
Right, he died too.
Ranger's dead too.
That was the plot point with Gokai Silver. He got his powers from the three dead Rangers.
Dinosaur Rangers die a lot.
Yeah.
Especially when they're the sixth Ranger.
They go extinct.
Well, Abare Killer was technically the fifth.
You get what I mean.
Yeah. Anyway, like I was saying, they're not going to fuck their own canon that hard in the butt.
Timefire had a dinosaur sword.
Q-Rex,
man.
Was the thing. All three of the dinosaur Sentai... Like, he wasn't even actually from a dinosaur Sentai. He just had a dinosaur zord.
Sean Bean is Red Ranger in the next Power Rangers movie. Just calling it right now.
No.
Anyways, back on topic. The Kyoryuger, GoBuster, Zio Ranger, Abba Ranger movie. It's all about the three dinosaur Sentais coming together, and it was fucking
also
awesome.
Also GoBuster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also GoBuster.
And for some reason, GoBuster was there.
Fucking footnote in this movie. It was all about the fucking dinosaurs with
Okay, so, since you just watched it, Paul, you want to start?
Sure, yeah. Tyrannosaurus Rex with giant blue mohawk sheds a single manly tear while having a nice face cuddle with the Red Ranger. Turns out it's Gabutira, which is pretty funny. I kind of like the fact that
the single manly tear Rex.
That was my joke, bitch!
The horribly, horribly done single manly tear on the T-Rex's face as he cuddles with his good buddy in the future.
Screenshot for YouTube version.
Because apparently the dinosaur Zords and Kyoryuger are omnipotent and apparently know everything from all timelines.
You know what I thought looking at that when they first showed the CG dinosaur? I thought, is that the Tyrannosaurus from the Zio Ranger opening?
No,
unfortunately not. But honestly, they brought back all the dinosaur rangers, which me, being an individual who grew up in the 90s, would recognize as Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So for a person with that sort of nostalgia, this movie had a few things for me. It had crazy upgraded Goldar, which looked really cool. I mean, it looks heads and tails above the old Goldar suit, even though the old Goldar suit looked fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
This, in terms of Toku standards, it really shows how the standard of, you know, shitty costumes has really gone up in this genre. And
they can do a lot more with a lot less now.
Fucking shitty CGI Tyrannosaurus sword from Zio Ranger was fucking unacceptable. Should have just used stock footage. I would have liked
fat.
It a lot better.
You put it on a couple pounds since Zio Ranger.
That's your problem with it? It was fat?
Well, that's been 20 years. So my point, though, did something happen to the Zords in Zio Ranger? Because they all seem pretty surprised that it showed up in the first place.
So you guys are probably wondering what this fucking movie's about. Well, a bunch of Goldar and some guy from Dino Thunder.
He's known as Zeltrax in Dino Thunder, and apparently his Japanese name is Gairtron.
Yes.
Or Gairton.
They ride to fucking Earth on a meteor and say that they want to wipe out all traces of dinosaurs, and I'm like, well, you're a little late, buddy, but... I love the theatricality.
Dinosaur Sentai.
I like your enthusiasm, kid.
I like the theatricality. I like the irony. Like, just, like, hit them with a big thing of irony. Just, like, that's great.
We're just gonna hit them with a big thing of irony. Also a meteorite.
Yep. So, they go down, start attacking the Dinosaur Sentai, and the GoBusters are there. They're kind of helping out, too. And, you know, the Zio Rangers show up, and they're really, really cool. And this is just the most loosey-goosey synopsis, and it really does just do the movie justice, though, because honestly, this is just a patchwork of a bunch of people explaining what's going on and wondering what they should do. And then fighting.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think this is a movie that all fans of any level of Tokusatsu should watch. from experts like us to people like Paul, who have mostly only watched just Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Over to me as well. On that one.
It's got an accessibility to a Western audience, if nothing else.
What I'm saying. Like, even people who have watched nothing but Mighty Morphin Power Rangers can find something to enjoy in this movie, because it also gives a nice cross section of where Sentai is now.
An open minded individual who doesn't mind subtitles would watch this movie and have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's got a lot, as I said, it's got a lot of really neat throwbacks to it. It incorporates the plot lines from the original Sentais nicely. I mean, they give nice explanations as to why everyone is where they need to, is where they are right now and what's happened to them since then. It wasn't terribly acted or anything like that. I found it to be a little bit patchworky at places, but on the whole, I found it to be a fun watch. That's my spiel.
Yeah. All right, Lane.
It was a cool movie. I found it a bit disappointing just because the early screenshots I saw of the movie, like, evil Kyoryugers, I was like, fucking right. Only a couple of minutes. They're just like, we're gonna go back in time and kill our actual partners before they become Zords. And I'm like, then they didn't even transform.
Because they couldn't.
They couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
They stole their dino hope, and that's why they were evil.
Oh,
you know, they were using the Ranger keys to power.
See, that's why I was barely paying attention, just because.
Although that reminds me of a good point. They stole their Dino Hope, and then they became evil and couldn't transform. Yet Abare Red, who had already been turned evil, was able to transform at the start of the movie.
Yeah, that's kind of bad guys just sort of going, yeah, you get power to go beat up your friends. It's
sure,
really
sure, I'll
cool,
buy that.
Like, it was cool seeing like the original Red. I like that Daigo's dad was like, he knows. Geki,
yeah,
he's
sure.
Just like, oh, it's been a long time. He's like, yeah, and I'm like,
well, he looks older than Geki, so I'd buy that.
No, I know. Mainly, I was really
happy. Really be older than Geki.
Honestly, I was really happy with the Go Busters section of the movie, even though I know it was heavily dinosaur based. But I liked Go Busters how they were in it, because like they brought Jin back, which was fucking cool. Even though it was just temporary, like I'm like, that's fine. Enter and Escape came back, and Enter looked fucking badass as usual. He went Evil Red Buster, which was
I was like,
awesome. Ah, Buster!
And then it got the shit kicked out of it so quickly.
Oh no!
I know.
Yeah,
I was.
That's fine. No, that's fine. I understand.
Like Hurricane at WrestleMania.
See, I like that they switched the opposing sides. So, like, the Go Busters fought the Daboth Legion, and then Kyoryuger fought. Yeah. Yeah, Super Goldar, that was really surprising.
Neo Goldar.
I was just like, cool.
Yeah, I was calling him Super Goldar.
honestly, I think what they could do is, if they have Dino Charge stuff, they could, Power Rangers could use that movie.
Oh, very.
To do a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Dino Thunder, and Dino Charge thing. They would just have to explain Go Busters.
Jason David Frank would be all over that movie.
Can I just say something right now? I just thought of something that would have made this movie a billion times better, and it would have been a masterpiece. If a Sentai movie, or just this movie, had used the concept of Lord Zedd in order to create an original villain. Not use the Lord Zedd suit, but create a variation of Lord Zedd that looked more modern Toku-y, and created an original villain that wanted to fucking wreck the dinosaurs' shit.
That would have been cool.
He looks kind of reptilian and menacing when you look at his fangs and stuff like
yeah.
that.
I was very pissed off they didn't have Go Buster O in it. Like,
yeah.
They just made it, and it's like, oh, we have a Go Buster thingy, and stuff like that.
We have the glue that runs the Megazords
One
together.
Thing is, I liked Hiromu a lot in this movie, just because, like, I liked at the end that just, like, Daigo is just, like...
Just watching
Hiromu. Like, he's like, oh, Hiromu, we gotta go, and Hiromu's just like, get the fuck off me!
Yeah,
and then Ryuji's just like, yeah, it's just, that's how he is, he's not very upfront with him, with his, like, feelings and stuff like that, and I'm
yeah.
just like...
It was really
cool,
great watching. It was great watching Hiromu clash with people who actually emote.
It was funny that when he sees Tor, he's like, "Chicken!" And they're like, "No, no, he's not chicken." Tor's just like, "The fuck did you just call me?" And he's like, "No, don't worry about it."
The best part is that they didn't explain why that happened.
I like the little Go Buster reference where Yaoi or whatever
yeah.
was just like,
"Kimasu,"
and Kuro just looks over like, "Yeah, you're."
You remind me of someone.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyranno Rangers, Zord, CGI, no. God, fuck no.
It looked wider than
the
original.
Yeah, it looked stupid.
The Zord gained a few pounds after 20 years.
The Megazord was absolutely fine. That was cool. I'm also disappointed we didn't get to see, like, Plezo and, like, we only got to see, like, riding Kyorugin. That was it. And then they made, like, a Go-Buster Kyorugin. I was like...
Tategami Raiden Kyorugin.
Oh, yeah, that was his, like, oh, combine all the powers into the lion.
When they said combine the powers, I was thinking... Are the three Megazords gonna Gatai? Let's fucking do this.
Well, apparently it was possible for the two of those Megazords to be born just out of the Red Zord.
But the biggest disappointment for me was how they just put the Tokyo's entrance right after the fucking movie credits rolled. They're just like, oh, by the way, Tokyo's are here.
By the way, let's shoehorn them in.
It's like, no, their entrance was fucking amazing. I was just like, we're not a Sentai. And so a guy's like, we are. I was like, by the way, I'm going to switch with you guys.
I
want to
be a
Sentai. Show off what we can do.
That was just the preview to that series.
I know. Yeah, I know. And I love Neo Messiah. I was just like, you guys didn't change. That doesn't make any sense. He's like, that's the point. And I'm like,
No, that's not an acceptable answer.
Like, yeah, that is the point. Gotta say, love the fucking end credit song. That was catchy as all fuck.
Yeah,
I want it. I want that song very badly. It was cool. I'm not too, like, big into it like you guys were, but, you know, it was cool. My still favorite Sentai movie to this day is the GoBusters movie. It was just well fucking done. It was genius.
It was okay. All right, go.
I wasn't very crazy about this movie at all. I liked... The Dark Kyoryugers. I thought the design was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Gentaro Nobuharu? That was amazing.
I'm like, fuck
yeah!
You. There's no way that was unintentional.
Loved it.
But the GoBusters are buddies with Forza.
Kyoryu Blue's hair.
Yeah.
That was the business.
Mm-hmm. I like Black's hair. That was all scraggly.
Oh my.
Blue. From Muta to Gentaro.
Yeah. Going back to the whole turning this thing to a Power Rangers movie, what are they going to do with GoBuster? The same thing they did with Super Mega Force. Just
new powers!
Anything pre-Gyuranger.
Anything that was not used.
It's brand new!
Blitzing, new powers!
Hashtag Let's Blitz.
Oh, don't. Don't!
This episode sponsored by Blitzball.
Fuck!
The NBS, the National Blitzball League.
No, the MLB. Major League Blitzball.
Oh, there you go.
Dive water.
As Chuck likes to call it.
Yeah. I'm sensing there's some context I'm missing here.
Four-team soccer.
Oh.
Dive grass.
Okay.
Alright, anyways, focus.
I guess you could say that.
Hashtag fuck Blitzball.
Hashtag Tokyo Derail.
Hashtag stop hashtagging
Tokyo D Luffy.
No.
Twice in the same podcast.
No.
Fuck yeah, you!
That was bad,
and you should feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
Okay, moving along!
I didn't like this movie very much. I thought it was... It's that when I wanted to watch the movie, I wouldn't mind a little substance. That's all. I mean, but that's just that they're usually pretty good about it, because you said, like, even the GoBuster movie, it was just a very well-done movie, like, things happened.
See, that's the thing I'm noticing.
Godspeed love!
Remember,
things happened!
See, that's exactly my point. When the movie is just about the one series, it's good, most of the time. The more series you cross over, the weirder it gets.
It's like I said earlier.
Yes and no. My favorite Rider movie to date is still All Riders vs. Die Shocker, which was just a lot of things.
Well, the thing is, that was...
Well, it's not like you could go too far offbeat from, you know, Decade.
The Gokaiger Gavan movie was pretty bad.
There was a plot in Decade?
that's like saying there's a plot in One Piece. It's all character development.
Yeah.
There's a point that needs to be reached at the end of this here road. The rest of it's
Decade.
Character
Best
development.
Twist. Gus's Butler Shadow Moon.
Decade. It's all character development that is then properly ignored, like,
yes.
later.
Unfortunately.
We'll never know why.
Like, it's not the fact that Decade was about character development. That's all well and good.
We'll never know what happened when Kaito shot Tsukasa in the face.
That's my number one problem with the end of the series.
I'm sorry. I'll agree there.
Let's end the series on a giant cliffhanger that we will never explain, even in the movie that's supposed to be a sequel to it.
This movie was a patchwork of fight scenes.
Do you want to know something funny? I found it, like, just quickly. I found a video of, you know, like, at the end of Decade when, like, he's fighting all the Riders at once and there's, like, lasers and he's fighting everywhere? So, the guy did a video where he took the Benny Hill theme, sped up that footage to the Benny Hill theme, and we know when it ends, where it's like, da-na-na-na-na, it just ends with Deanne running up to him and just got him out of the face.
I saw that.
That was fucking hilarious.
Anyways, weren't we talking about a different movie?
Yeah.
Fuck that movie!
Fuck both of those. Let's talk about Riders vs. Die
Shock. I want to talk about the Benny Hill movie.
Can we talk about his rad jacket? Rad jacket, right?
Paul and I almost bought
Tsukasa's.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Shocker.
Yeah, you guys almost bought that.
Oh, man. Anyway, your thoughts on this crappy movie.
First off, my biggest surprise upon starting the movie was fucking Neo Goldar.
Yeah, that was a pretty big one. That was a cool design, bro.
Yeah, one of the early scenes in the movie that was kind of pleasing to watch was the whole Amy Yoko versus Escape fight. Two girls in skirts doing a lot of kicks. Thank you, Toei. Thank you so much.
Bicycle shorts.
Yeah, bicycle shorts.
What? It's a kid's movie.
Oh, yeah. Also, I'm glad Escape was in it because, god damn it, she's fucking hot.
And that's all she is.
Also, she's a resident
curves
for
Curves for derbs!
Hashtag curves for derbs!
Escape. Hashtag curves for derbs.
And as I said, she's a Resident Evil character. She should be in Gaim fighting that T-virus outbreak.
I love Gog and Magog. I would honestly own a replica of those weapons.
Yeah. I'm sure you would, Lane. I'm sure.
Speaking of GoBuster villains, I was happy to see Enter back. Despite how annoyed I am by his constant frenching.
Enter is my favorite Sentai villain. He was fantastic.
He's one of my favorites because he is such an interesting and diverse character.
So good. Fuck Messiah.
Okay, no. Best part of that movie? Make my Goldar grow!
Legit.
They actually threw the space meteor! Shot down Rita Repulsa's staff!
Did you just say space meteor?
Yes! Sorry, the space dinosaur meteor.
Yes!
Still space and meteor in this...
Fuck you!
Like, there's a fucking ocean meteor? Or
there could be!
No!
Yeah, once a meteor falls into the ocean, it's now an ocean meteor.
Yeah,
so
Paul.
Fuck you!
Anyway.
Hashtag curves for derbs.
This may not be a point that everyone who watches this movie picks up on, depending on who subbed the copy you watch, but the subbers for the copy we watched decided to be hipster fucks and start calling the Jidenchi the Dino Chargers. Because Power Rangers Dino Charge has been confirmed.
Yeah.
You hipster fucks!
Or are they just like Power Rangers?
It's like, it knows how Dante would call Goto Brodo. I thought that was fucking clever. Shit.
Inaccurate, but sure.
But it was cool. It was clever.
It's all colloquial. That's all it is.
I know.
I did take note that this movie does happen before the end of the Kyoryuger series. For several reasons. The only one I can say that doesn't spoil Kyoryuger is the fact that Torin still has his sword. And anything that happens after that, anyone who's watched Kyoryuger knows about. Another thing I did really like was the fact that even after the Kyoryugers were no longer evil, they kept those sick-ass black outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah, ooh! Again, they fucking morale boost, and they're like, we have our powers back! And
right before that happened, there's this one scene where they're all like, yeah, we're not gonna throw away our lives, we're gonna win! But they're still getting their asses kicked. And meanwhile, Daigo's just looking on with this stupid-ass wistful look in his eyes while a slow version of the Kyoryuger theme is playing, as if it's a happy, dramatic moment, while he's just watching his friends get their asses kicked.
I feel like every Sentai fight ever should now be scored with Grace Guy's gonna clear up, put on a happy face.
And yeah, the whole Nobuharu going, Kita!
I will admit, though...
I literally almost spit out the drink I was drinking.
I will admit, though, seeing the Dark Kyoryugers actually, like, attacking their dinosaur pals, like,
Very violently, I might add. That was
although
cool.
Very slowly and
just fucking Soji just attacking a bunch of raptors just by himself. I'm like, holy shit!
The best part of that was fucking Utsusemimaru legit riding a pterodactyl through the sky, slashing at its fucking neck.
Just call it Uchi. Just call me Uchi.
I like calling him by his real name.
Yeah. Just like, bitch, I'ma survive this. You won't.
Well, yeah, how about that pink Patera Ranger fucking flying when she clearly can't?
Yeah.
Actually, in Zero Ranger, she had moments where she could, like, semi-glide.
Yeah, I figured it was something like that.
I wanted to see Tiger...
That was a thing.
No, I wanted to see Tiger Ranger do that clone thing he did in frickin' Zero Ranger. He made three more versions of himself, and I was just like, Trini never did that. Fuck no. May she rest in peace.
Yeah. I like the fact that the big team-up fight at the end, they kind of split into anyone who was the same dinosaur teamed up. The three Tyrannos, the three Triceras, the three Pterodactyls, and then just whoever was left.
And then the cannon! The giant fucking all three, four...
Yeah!
Cannons combined in one.
They combined all three of their, like, super bazooka cannons into one giant fuck you. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin, for your input.
Well, shit.
That was shit!
Well said,
I like how there was enough blank space for us to be able to edit that out.
No, keep that in.
No, do so. Just that. Just...
Well said, Kevin.
That's Kevin's opinion on the movie.
That is a great description of how this movie went.
Well done, sir.
A doozy of a doozy.
Enter going Dark Red Buster was a very happy moment, as I mentioned.
Yep.
And then we get to see the big giant villain, fucking Space Dinosaur Bulldoze. And I'm looking at this thing and I'm going, what are you?! Fucking spinny face beams everywhere!
What year is it?
It's got Triceratops heads all around, like three fucking T-Rex heads.
What are you?
Pterodactyl
I'm
wings.
Batman.
What has science done?
And the Triceratops heads are like spinning and shit.
Eat your
like
heart out,
rams or something. And it's like, they're just spinning all over the place and shooting shit, and they're just like, holy shit. This thing's like a freaking Godzilla monster on crack. And they spin and they gotta spin! They spin! But no. They start shooting all over the place and the Zords just like blew it to all shit.
Yeah.
That's how that ends.
Yeah, and what way to top off the end of a fucking epic fight like that?
And shoehorning in the shit!
No, not even that yet! What I wanted to comment on was the fact that Ian, being the playboy of the Kyuriugers, has to fucking hit on Yoko, the butterface of the GoBusters, and she shot him down in English.
Thank fucking God. I'm like, no!
We don't need that pairing!
Ian's like, what, like 20-something years old, and she's like 17!
Yeah.
It's like, don't do that.
Legal, but...
Yeah, I was gonna say, legal there anyway.
Still.
Anyways. Yeah, so the Tokyuger shoehorn, I mean cameo... yeah, I like... Are you a Sentai? No, we are not! Wait, what? But I wanted to be one!
I thought we were a Sentai!
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I just said it because I thought it sounded cool. How?!
Because Light's amazing.
Light's a retard!
Yes, this is why I can relate to him.
Talk about pouring cement on cement!
Goddamn
Ryu. Even the Neo Messiah thing says, you guys are fucking annoying. What you're doing is completely makes no sense. And he's just like, that's the point. That is not a valid answer, you stupid fuck. And this was supposed to sell me on Tokyuger?
Tokyuger. Doesn't, it's like, don't take it seriously.
Seriously, don't.
Just don't. That should,
don't take it seriously.
Just
no,
don't.
Tokyuger, don't take it seriously. That's the point.
I like mine better.
With a lot of fine print under it. Hashtag train boner.
Hashtag, yeah, curves for derbs.
Yeah, so that's...
Handles in all the right places.
Also, I did like that, like, Tokati was just like, he's like... Everyone's, all the enemies are trying to attack, and he's just like, oh, please don't fuck all passengers, be patient. Fucking just knocks them out with this, like, train attack thing. I'm
one,
like,
one thing I wanted to mention at the start of the Tokyo Gaim special was the fact that when they all jumped into the battle, he's just standing there at the top of the stairs, sniping like a little bitch.
Well, he is the support leader, after all.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Anyways, that's me on the movie. Go ahead, Raven.
I
really don't have any more comments on this movie aside from what you guys have already all said, except for, Exposition Rex.
Right, yes. Exposition Rex. We forgot about that.
Or the Tyrannosaurus Rex position at the
The Tyrannosaurus Rex position. The Tyrannosaurus Rex position.
Yes.
That's the name of the episode.
Yes.
With a mohawk.
With a blue mohawk, because that was the thing.
Why?! I think it was supposed to be yellow. It maybe just fucked up in editing because Kabutira has yellow hair.
And for other things like this, we have to look forward to the Tokyuger Kyoryuger movie with, you know, Kabutirain.
Oh, yeah. No, that's in the Showa Heisei movie.
Oh, is it? Because remember, it's called Heisei versus Showa, Kamen Rider Tyson movie featuring Super Sentai.
So that's where we get to see Kyoryugen plus Gabutira Resha plus Denliner.
I'm just waiting for, like, 50 years in the future when these are when this is considered to be, like, a dead genre and they're studying this in, like, schools and they're just, like, all riders versus Skyshocker versus fucking like Heisei featuring Super Sentai.
Featuring
that's your homework.
Featuring Metal Heroes.
Featuring Gavon.
Featuring Gavon. That's your homework. You're gonna go study that shit, and it's gonna be like, listen to Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. That's really good study aid in the future. We are the Cliff
Notes. But
they're
stupid and loud.
And they interrupt each other all the
but
time.
They hurt my face. Can't keep a train of thought.
That hurts for derbs.
Lane.
I'm sorry, I just like saying that.
Out a window, Lane.
Well,
and we need a new Pink Ranger.
Again.
I'll be up in a second.
No, you won't.
How about we get an actual chick this time?
That's a plus.
Yes.
Raven, get the net on this.
Just more Fox My Voice. There you go.
We can do that.
That's what we were originally going to do. It's just going to make me a girl.
From now on.
Anyways.
Next week, our new cast ranger, Elaine.
Pinkaster.
From Seinfeld?
Pinkaster.
Yes!
Lytrid.
Yes! Be a horrible person! Be Elaine from Seinfeld!
Do you want to do the Elaine dance?
Yes!
No one can see it.
Jerking
you
thumbs.
Almost stepped on my foot!
I think jerking that's part of the dance.
Jerking thumbs and douchebaggery! Pinkcaster!
Get out!
Okay, that's our show. We need to stop before more stupid shit happens. Not that we haven't surpassed our quota 8 days ago.
Hashtag curbs for derbs.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Banana. Shinpachinko.